So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to the Business Growth Show. We are live on a Monday morning. It's the 7th of February, 2022. If you're listening to this at some time in the future or even sometime in the past, well done, you're a time traveller. Don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, welcome, Business Growth Show. In today's session, we're going to talk to you about why your quest for perfection is failing you. So, welcome. Monday mornings. Woo! What can we say? We've got a busy week ahead. So let's crack straight onto it, shall we? So, perfection. I mean, we deal with clients all the time. And before we dealt with clients from a digital marketing agency point of view, I used to deal with clients who were business coaching clients or property coaching clients or wealth creation clients or whatever. But we had a lot of clients that we did a lot of face-to-face work with. I say face-to-face, it was face, you know, over Skype or Zoom, but it was face-to-face work, coaching. And one of the big things that often came out, and when I look back at my own career, it's something that I've not really suffered with, but it's this idea when people say things like, well, you know what, Dan, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. And so, yeah, no, it's not good enough. It has to be perfect before it goes out, before anybody else sees it. I'm a perfectionist. And what they're really saying is that they're not going to put this stuff out. And, you know, they're the sort of content clients that we really don't get on with and we kind of fire, actually, because there's no such thing as perfection. There's absolutely no such thing. And who's to say that being perfect is the right way forward? I can tell you with all my flaws, being imperfect is better than being perfect any day of the week. I mean, you know, like you see, we watch Beverly Hills, Housewives of Beverly Hills, okay? And they're living these beautiful people on the outside, living these beautiful lives with beautiful cars and beautiful houses on beautiful private jets. And it's like, do you want to live like that? And they strive for perfection. And then actually when you dig underneath and you see how toxic all of their relationships are. But on the outside, it's perfection. And actually on the inside, it's a bit of a mess. And I think you and I are like that as well. I think it's like an opposite dichotomy, if you like, where on the outside it's perfect and on the inside you're a mess. And maybe, well, this doesn't go for everybody, but maybe you're outside on the mess, but you're cool, calm and collected on the inside. I don't think that stacks up either. I think somewhere between the two. So there's this concept of external with an internal check. External with an internal check means whatever you do is based around how you are perceived outside. And you'll check inside to go, is this the right thing to do? Now, I'm internal with an external check. So what I do is I go, is this what I want in my life? Yes, it is. Oh, how will that be perceived outside? Oh, I don't care. So that's the difference. So if some people are external, what they do is based around what other people think they are doing and their worth with an internal check. Whereas I'm opposite. I'm internal. So my value and my worth is based around what I think, not around how I'm perceived in the marketplace. Now, obviously, do I want to be perceived well in the marketplace? Of course. Don't we all? Isn't that why we do podcasts and live YouTube shows and all of that kind of thing? Is it not why we post constantly on social media? Like just normally, I mean, just like a picture of your dog, is because we're looking for that external gratification. And actually, this is one of the things that social media has really ruined, is this idea that people are living these perfect lives. We go on Instagram and we've got people who are absolutely living these perfect lives, apparently. They have amazing bodies, amazing relationships. They're stood next to the Porsche or the private jet. Or they're on a private jet. You notice they never film live on a private jet, by the way. Have you noticed that? If I was on a private jet, I'd be live streaming the whole goddamn thing. Or I would be videoing it because there's no Wi-Fi out there. I would be videoing the whole damn thing. I wouldn't be just taking pictures. But like for me, that's like, are you faking that? Like, where's your video? I want to see you on a private jet peering out the window. That's what I want to see. So I can see the ground and how high up you are. Otherwise, you know what? You just gone onto a private jet, had a picture and got off it. You can pay for that. But we have this idea that people are more perfect than we are. And so before we push things out, content or even ourselves, before we present ourselves in public, we have to make sure that we're perfect in some way. And like I said, I'm not convinced that being perfect is the right way forward. For example, I know that a live stream like this actually works better than a live stream than if I'm in the BBC News kind of centre and it looks really professional. Like, it's too professional. You know, people want that authenticity. And if you're striving for perfection all the time, I think you've lost some perfection, some authenticity. I think you've lost it. So let's talk about why your quest for perfection is failing you then. So the first one is it lacks velocity. So it's like, if you've got a piece of content and you're thinking about putting out this piece of content, but you don't do it, and it's a different shade of blue. The logo's slightly bigger or slightly smaller or slightly to the left or slightly to the right. That's not the best picture of me. Can I choose a better picture? 3 months go on, you know, and no content has gone out. And so no sales have been made. It's like, so what? Stop putting this stuff off. You've got to put this piece of content out right. A piece of content will never be perfect. It's not meant to be. Social media, it's 2022. Velocity of content is more important than quality of content. Now, I just want to put a caveat in here, because obviously you can't just put out any old junk. And I'm not saying that you don't put out good looking stuff. I'm saying that you don't use perfection as an excuse to stop putting things out, because it will prevent your velocity of a couple of things. One is it'll prevent your velocity in failing. You know, we've heard this term, fail forwards. But in order to fail forwards, first you have to fail. And if you can speed up the velocity of your failures, you'll get to your destination a lot, lot faster. So I was reading something yesterday or the day before. It just popped into my head now, so let me share it. So it was where they had two groups, and they asked the two groups to create some images, okay? And so they said to the first group, we want the quality to be absolutely the best quality that you can do and put out as many as you can, okay? And then the second group, they said, look, just put out as many as you can. Don't worry about quality just now, but quality is important, but just don't worry about it too much now. Put out as much as you can. And what happened when they looked at the results from these two people is that the people who were just doing the quality stuff, it was okay quality. It wasn't too bad. And they put out, I don't know, 5 or 6 pieces. These other people put out like 150 pieces. And because they learned from piece number 1 through piece number 50 about what not to do, they got better and better and better. And actually what happened was these people had 150 pieces of content going out, which was far better quality than the people who were focused on quality. And the reason for that is that these people who were pushing quantity out, they were learning on the job about what makes it better. So, for example, me doing podcasts, I don't know what we're up to, 700 podcasts, I have no idea. A lot of podcasts, okay? I can probably find out on the upload. Let's have a quick look. But what I learned was that when we started out our podcast, they were dreadful. I mean, like, you might think this is dreadful, right? They were more dreadfuler. That's a word. They were shockingly bad when we first started doing it. My first ever video, it had bright orange, bright red and blue, and it looked like a Cadbury's cream egg. And then I walk on trying to be all professional because I'm a professional. You know, it was just absolute rubbish. And then the more that we do, the better the quality goes. Whereas if you have someone and they go, no, I'm not going to put a podcast out until it's absolutely, I've got the studio, got the lights, I've got the camera, I've got the microphone, I've got a spot on my chin, I'm not going to let go live until that's gone. Like, if you do all of that, you're not going to get anywhere. Like, how many podcasts are you going to get out? 1, 2, 3, 5 in the last year or so? It's ridiculous. How about you go do 500 podcasts? Or you do one a day. You know, you do, 52 times 5, 250, 260 podcasts, Monday through Friday, one every day. Do yourself 260 podcasts. And this is what you'll see, is that your stats will just keep going up and up and up. I mean, our stats right now, we start going live again every single day. Our stats are just going up. And the reason for that is we do not lack velocity. We have a lot of velocity. And when you have a lot of velocity, that actually turns into something else that we call momentum. So first it starts off with making lots of mistakes, doing everything wrong. Then you start getting everything right. Now you've got velocity, and that velocity turns into momentum. Then the phone starts ringing. Then the clients start coming in. And all of that happens because you're not focused on being a perfectionist. So if you are that perfectionist, stop it right now. Get the bloody content out. Start failing faster. Start failing forwards. And you'll start seeing those results much, much faster. So the next up then, why your quest for perfection is failing you is because this actually turns into what I'll call a self-affirming loop. And what happens is that you go, you know, let's just talk, use content as an example. You create some content and you go, that's not right, so I'll keep going. That's not right, I'll keep doing it. That's not right, I'll keep editing it. Oh, get rid of it, start again. Oh, that's not right, keep going. Oh, that's not right, I'll keep going. And so you just keep going over and over and over. And it's, you're in this loop. We call it an ESA loop. An ESA loop is you have an emotion, puts you into a state, takes some action. So if emotion is, I'm going to make some content. Then you puts you into a state, it will, and you say to yourself, it will be very good. Okay. Then you take action, and lo and behold, it's not very good. Then it puts you into an emotion. It's not very good, and you're feeling bad. So it goes round and round and round. And so you go round and round in this ESA loop. I forgot what the S is. Emotion, state, action. Emotional, yeah, emotion, and then a state, and then an action. Anyway, so you've got this self-affirming loop that's just going round and round and round. And actually, it's not a self-affirming loop that's making you feel better. It's a self-affirming loop that's making you feel down and down and down and down. And eventually you go, I can't do it. And then you just stop it altogether. So the perfectionist in you is preventing you from moving forward. And not only that, it's actually making you feel much, much worse than you actually should. Let me just remind myself what an ESA loop is, because it's just annoying me now. ESA loop. An ESA loop, by the way, is one of those ear loops that you see at the post office. I can't see it. I can't find it. Anyway, not to worry. Those ESA loops, you know, those for hard of hearing at the post office. Emotion, state, action. Anyway, okay, next up then. Hiding insecurities. So your quest for perfectionism is literally hiding your insecurities. And this is how this plays out in the real world. So what happens is you create a leaflet and you go, I'm going to drop 10,000 of these leaflets, okay? But then actually what you're worried about is you're actually worried about the phone ringing. And I had a client that did exactly this. He was so worried about the phone ringing and he was doing property sourcing. And I'm like, have you dropped your leaflets? And no. I'm like, okay, why have you not dropped your leaflets? Oh, there's a problem with the leaflet. Okay. And actually, when we delved down into it, he'd not even found a designer, he'd not designed the leaflet, he'd not seen any copies of anything that he'd liked, he'd not even seen a first draft, he'd not done anything, okay? And when we dig down into it, it turned out that he was actually worried about dropping leaflets and then getting a phone call from someone who's got a property problem. And so he ended up using that as the excuse for the reason as to not creating all of these different leaflets. Because he was so scared. What am I going to say to these people? So what we actually did was we actually ran some role play, whereas I was pretending to be the homeowner who had a property problem and he was pretending to be the property sourcer. And we ran through it again and again and again. And then after that, 2 weeks later, he had the leaflets. And so we actually solved that problem. But him not taking that action, because he was saying, well, I'm a perfectionist and it's got to be right and I've just not seen the right leaflet yet. I'm like, something's not adding up here. And that he was hiding his insecurity, which was actually handling the phone call through the leaflet, saying, well, through this excuse of it needs to be a perfectionist. So there's another angle going on here, which is you have this feeling that everybody else actually understands what's going on and what they should be doing. Like, you know, I felt this as well. And the older I get and the more experienced I get and the better at business I get and the more clients we close and the more people speak to, I'm like, nobody actually has a bloody clue what's going on. Nobody. They're like, you think Elon Musk knows what he's doing and Jeff Bezos. You think Jeff Bezos knew what he was doing 20 years ago with Amazon? Of course he didn't. No, he didn't have a bloody clue. Elon was sleeping under his desk, desperate for money. His SpaceX rocket had one rocket launch left before it went bankrupt. And Tesla's been close to bankrupt several times. As have most successful people, by the way. I've been close to it myself. But you think that everyone else knows what they're doing. Everyone else, you know, has got a firm grasp on reality. And reality is that nobody actually has a bloody clue. But it doesn't really help us. We think that everybody else knows what we're doing, and you think that if you put out a piece of content that's got a spelling mistake in it, oh my gosh, people are going to look at you and then they're going to go, ha, you don't know what you're doing, ha. And nothing could be further from the truth, because they absolutely don't have a clue either. You know, it's like, to be average is here. To be slightly above average is just there. That's it. And if your competition is here, which most, you know, if you take 10 people, there's an average. If you can be just slightly better, you're going to make some more business. If you can be 10% better, you're going to win most of the business. And if you can be 15 or 20% better, you're actually going to win all the business, right? Because most people are average and most people are happy with average. And so average people don't put the content out until it's absolutely perfect. And then they use this excuse because they feel that it makes them feel better or look better. Oh, well, I'm a perfectionist. I've got to tell you, folks, if you go around saying that you're a perfectionist, it doesn't make you look better. It doesn't improve how you are perceived. What it says to me is that you're actually quite insecure. And so you're using your perfectionism as an excuse to hide your insecurity. Hannah the dog has just come to pay us a visit. So if you're hearing the click-clacking on the floor, that's her paws. So look, I get about the hiding insecurities. I totally get it. And I've totally been there myself. The key about it, it's like courage. You know, I say to my kids, courage is doing it anyway, even though you're shaking with fear. That's what courage is. And putting out content, even though you've got this insecurity of, is it good enough? That again is courage. And that's getting yourself over this perfectionist obstacle that we seem to have. So next up, why your quest for perfectionism is failing you is, it's a really nice excuse. I mean, it's awesome. It's just to go, why haven't you done that yet? Oh, well, it's not right. Oh, okay. When will it be ready? This afternoon? Yeah, this afternoon. If this afternoon comes. Is it ready? No, it's not quite right. What the hell are you doing? Like, you've got to get this stuff out the door. Like, and the other side of this as well, by the way, is you're limiting your opportunity to learn from failure. I'm going to say that again. You're missing your opportunity to learn from failure. You have to fail. I know through school, if you fail, you've got it wrong. I get that. And you get an X and you get 3 out of 10 and it's not good enough and blah, 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 blah. But the real world doesn't operate like that. You fail and you fail and you fail and you fail and then you get it right and then you get it right and then you get it better and then you get it better and then you get it much, much better. Notice you never get to perfectionism. But most people don't like to fail. It's an awful feeling, failing. But honestly, if you can fail forward faster, you're going to have much better results in your life. And I failed, like, you know, there's the Michael Jordan thing. I failed over, I've taken 9,000 shots in my time. I've missed 21 attempts of taking the game-winning shot. I failed over and over and over in my life, and that's why I'm successful. Failing is part of it. And unfortunately, the education system makes it feel like failing is a mistake. You know, going out to the bar and seeing the girl of your dreams and going over and asking her out, and then she says no, is you failing forward. Like, you know, when I was single, after me and my ex-partner broke up and I had 2 kids, and I'm like, who's going to ever date me? I was 37 with 2 very young kids, and I'm like, I was broken. And I went on lots and lots of dates because I wanted to get into habit of dating people. And I wanted to know what jokes were right and what jokes were not funny and what to wear. And I failed lots and lots of times. And then I started getting it right. And so I was failing forward even faster. And that enabled me to really move forward with my life. And so if you can fail forward faster and not be afraid of failing, like, it's a lovely excuse. You know, well, I'm a perfectionist. I don't want to get anything wrong. Like, get it wrong. You're going to get feedback if you get stuff wrong. And then you take the feedback and then you put it into the thing that you're doing next. That's exactly what it should be. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.